Well, let's stay with the big story of the day. On the line is Eyewitness News reporter Clemens Magnatella. Good afternoon, Clemens. Now, a 13-hour session yesterday. Where do we find ourselves today then?
Well, Ray, the ANC will officially communicate the decision that it took last night or in the early hours of this morning to recall President Jacob Zuma. Ace Magashule and Jesse Duarte have already been to the president's official residence in Pretoria this morning, so they'll be communicating that decision. Obviously, many questions will be asked around what happens now. Many questions will be asked around, has President Zuma still, is President Jacob Zuma still insisting on holding on to power? And are they going to really instruct ANC MPs to start those or table even a motion of no confidence in President Jacob Zuma? How concerned are they about that motion of no confidence really affecting the party and dividing it? Remember, Cyril Ramaphosa said he's handling these talks in a sensitive manner because he wanted to ensure that the party is not divided at the end of the day. But is the party not going to see exactly that? So as that communication will be made in about an hour or two, many questions will be asked about what now happens to President Jacob Zuma and the African National Congress.
But a story that you covered was Cyril Ramaphosa's speech at the Grand Parade in Cape Town at the weekend. He hinted then that patience were running out.
Yeah, he did. I mean, he was facing pressure not only from opposition parties and even some ANC leaders, but also from alliance partners. COSATU and the SACP made it very clear on Friday already last week that they were giving President Ramaphosa, ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa, until this past Sunday to conclude those talks with President Jacob Zuma and ensure that the president is not the head of state by Sunday. Obviously, Ramaphosa missed that deadline, so the alliance partners were not happy with him. They made it very clear that they were losing patience with him. Opposition parties were now talking about, planning a day of national shutdown to call for President Jacob Zuma's immediate removal. So there was pressure coming from all sides. But Cyril Ramaphosa was calling for patience. But he also made that undertaking on Sunday that he wants and the NEC that will be sitting yesterday would finalize this matter. And that's exactly what we saw, Ray. But again, there's so many questions that are still hanging. We need to find out how the ANC will be dealing with this. Is Cyril Ramaphosa the person that the party wants to be the interim president until the 2019 elections? How are these processes going to be unfolding? Jesse Duarte told us last week that at NWC, that resolved for this special NEC meeting, they had discussed all the implications of this possible decision. They had also discussed what should happen afterwards. So I'm assuming that the party already knows what should be unfolding from here on.
Eyewitness News reporter Clemens Magnatella. And stay tuned to Eyewitness News and this radio station throughout the afternoon as we continue to bring you the latest on this developing news story.